to that in just a little bit. And Katy Perry on Sesame Street, I guess not on Sesame Street, the controversy about her her controversial cleavage with Elmo. That's Oh, I always love the celebrity phone ringing. Deep breath. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeremy, it's Joy Behar from The View.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God, you're telling me that I won the big, giant 3D TVs. Is that what it is?
Not.
Oh.
Not. No, you have to be sitting in the audience.
Oh.
And you have to, you have to be there.
I had
you
to be
have
there.
You have to get the tickets on your own. You can't come through us. If you come through us, we don't give you the gift.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But you know what? There was a lot of excitement about our view contest earlier this week. I was just going to tell everybody who's winning the prize pack. I mean, we've got tickets to The View, books, coffee mug, poster. Did you want to help me give that announcement?
I will do that right now, and I think I'll do it the way Oprah Winfrey does it.
Uh-oh, okay, cool.
And guess who's getting the gift? Holly Carrington from Spokane, Washington.
Holly Carrington. You know what, I remember her.
Applause.
Yeah, we'll add in the sound effects after, but I remember Holly. She was the one. She does her own Hot Topics with friends over coffee. So congrats on our own Bonnie Winters. Will be in touch with you soon, Holly. But Joy, we've got you on the phone. Let's talk about the 3,000th show. You know, it was mentioned quite a bit on the show yesterday that there was doubt The View would even make it to season two. I mean, now look at you. 3,000 shows, 27 co-hosts later. How does it feel?
I know. Well, you know, in the beginning, when a show goes on the air, you never expect it to really last. You know what they say, the show must go off.
Yes.
And so, you know, we expected it to go off because that's the way the TV works. But it turned out that we stayed on for many, many years. And now I've been there, I'm on my 14th year. It feels, like I've been employed. I mean, it's been a fun ride, very interesting ride. It's in my hometown of New York City, so I can't complain about anything.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the points mentioned on the show was, differences of opinion, let's call them, between the ladies. And, I mean, after doing the show for so long and knowing the women as well as you do, I mean, can you predict how things are going to go? Sort of give me the inside scoop there.
You can't really project it. That's the key to the show. You can't predict what someone's going to say. And the spontaneity and the unpredictability is exactly what carries the day over there. So I don't know what Whoopi's going to come up with. I don't know what Elizabeth, what the rest of them are going to say. You know, so it's been that's the reason the show's been on the air so long, I think.
And it's crazy too. I guess all of the kissing that goes on. We saw little montages of that too yesterday.
Oh, the lesbian montage.
That was great.
Yeah. We like to do that. Well, we're girls, you know. Girls always like to kiss each other and hold hands and run down the street. You know, when girls do it, no one cares. When boys do it, they have a fit. Yeah.
It's ratings gold when it's the women.
Yeah.
So was there a party after the show yesterday? Any dirt on that? Did Rosie crash it? Any punches thrown? Did Barbara get tipsy and out of hand?
You mean like she usually does? No. I wasn't really there. I had to go to my second show at HLN, the Joy Behar show, which airs at 9 o'clock on HLN every night. So I had to go over there and prep for that show. And I had a big show last night to do, so... There you go.
Well,
I wasn't at the party. What can I tell you, Jeremy?
Oh, you were invited, though, at least, I hope, right? Yeah.
I was invited. Of course I was. But none of us, we all have other things to do after the show, sometimes urgently. So we have to leave. Sometimes we cannot partake of the fun after the show.
I know, and you host more shows than Ryan Seacrest now. How do you fit that all in? Like, what's your schedule like?
It's like my friend Dom Herrera, a comedian friend, he said to me, you know what you need, Joy? More exposure. Even the guy who drove me home yesterday said, "You are all over the place, Ms. Behar." So, what's your question?
What's your schedule like? What time do you wake up in the morning, and how long do you work all day?
I get up at 7, and I get home at 7. That's basically my schedule, because the show is on at 9, but we tape it at 4.
Okay, now, so then coming back next week on The View, I know you've got some great guests. Justin Timberlake, John Legend are stopping by for a chat. What else is going on?
I saw the movie, Social Network, with Justin Timberlake. He was quite fabulous in that. What else is going on? I don't know.
I guess
I know what they plan. I don't know. I can't remember, to tell you the truth, Jeremy. It's always a surprise even to me. I only know from week to week, this one's coming, that one's coming, and that's the whole story.
Any sneak peeks for later on in the season, maybe sweeps? Do you have any big guests coming up that you could tell us about?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll find out along with you then. Joy Behar from ABC's The View. Thanks for... It's always great waking up with you. You know that, right?
Thank you. That's so sweet. Good luck to you, and congratulations to the winner from Spokane.
Thanks very much for calling in. Take care now, Joy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.